From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations makes a grim accusation. UN investigators say the Syrian government has carried out a huge extermination of civilian detainees. The investigation was based on interviews with more than 600 survivors and witnesses in Syria. It found that the government holds tens of thousands of detainees at any given time and that thousands of people have disappeared after being arrested or abducted. Turkey and Germany have agreed to set of measures aimed at tackling the Syrian refugee crisis. Speaking Monday in Ankara with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the two countries would carry out joint efforts for greater NATO involvement in the refugee issue. Currently, thousands of migrants remain stranded at the Turkish-Syrian border. At least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea Monday trying to reach Greece from Turkey. Political surveys in New Hampshire on Monday showed real estate mogul Donald Trump continuing to hold a substantial lead in the first U.S. presidential primary. The large field of Republican candidates spent the last hours before Tuesday's balloting, holding campaign rallies, answering voters' questions at town hall meetings, and sitting down for television interviews. In the Democratic primary, surveys show Bernie Sanders, the self-described Democratic socialist, with a large lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Algeria has adopted a new package of constitutional reforms that include limiting presidents to two terms and recognizing as official the language used by the Berbers. Parliament approved those reforms on Sunday by a wide margin. This is VOA News.